Hey everyone. Nova Lania, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos of life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental energy is as depleted as your phone battery after a long day scrolling through, well, everything? We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, bombarding us with notifications and to-do lists faster than we can process them. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed, right? But guess what? You deserve a mental health break. And not just any break, we're talking about a self-care routine that actually nourishes your mind and soul. Today, we're diving deep into how to create a personalized self-care routine that works for you. Because let's face it, there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to mental well-being. What brings peace to one person might send another spiraling. But don't worry, I've got your back with 5 key takeaways that will help you build a routine that feels good and actually makes a difference. Firstly, identify your stressors. Think about the things in your life that consistently drain your mental energy. Is it work deadlines? Social media pressure? Maybe it's even a constant news cycle leaving you feeling anxious and drained. Recognizing these triggers is the first step to managing them effectively. It's like identifying the villains in your mental health story. Once you know who they are, you can start devising a plan to defeat them. Secondly, carve out time for yourself. Seriously, schedule it. Treat self-care appointments like any other important commitment on your calendar. Even 15 minutes of dedicated me time each day can make a world of difference. Think of it as an investment in your mental well-being, because when you feel good, you show up better in every aspect of your life. Thirdly, explore different self-care practices. This isn't about finding the perfect activity, it's about experimenting and discovering what truly brings you joy and relaxation. Maybe it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or practicing mindfulness meditation. There are endless possibilities out there. Just remember, self-care should feel good, not like another chore on your already overflowing to-do list. Fourthly, embrace digital detox periods. You know that feeling when you put your phone down and suddenly realize how much quieter the world is? It's a revelation, right? Taking regular breaks from screens can help reduce mental clutter and improve focus. Try setting aside specific times each day to unplug completely. No scrolling, no notifications, just pure, unadulterated presence. And finally, don't be afraid to seek professional support if you need it. There's no shame in reaching out for help when you're struggling. Just like we see a doctor for physical health concerns, therapy can provide invaluable guidance and support for mental well-being. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. Prioritize both. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. Sarah, a busy marketing executive, feels constantly overwhelmed by deadlines and emails. She's lost track of her own needs and is feeling burnt out. One day, she decides to experiment with a self-care routine. She starts small, just 10 minutes of yoga every morning before work. Then, she adds in a 30-minute walk during her lunch break. And finally, she sets boundaries by turning off notifications after 8 p.m. Within weeks, Sarah notices a significant difference. She feels more focused, less stress, and even more creative at work. Her self-care routine becomes a non-negotiable part of her daily life, and she's amazed at the positive impact it has on every aspect of her well-being. So, let's recap. We talked about identifying your stressors, scheduling self-care time, exploring different practices, taking digital detox breaks, and seeking professional support when needed. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for a fulfilling and balanced life. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your mental health and well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can inspire and empower each other to take care of our minds. And don't forget to subscribe to and follow so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical advice and real talk about breaking free from the algorithm and rewiring your brain for focus. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.